Hi, I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle. And we are the Baileys. Join us as we talk about staying in love while raising kids,
building a business, and going where Jesus sends us. Hey, you. Welcome back to another episode of We Are the Baileys podcast.
Hey, you. Welcome back. Yes, we are so excited to have you with us again this week.
That's right.
Yeah. Hopefully you are, you know, enjoying this journey with us. Remember to subscribe, share, and comment on the YouTube video. Or if you're listening on the podcast in Apple Podcast, rate and leave a review.
That's right.
Yeah. What's happening?
It's really loud in my...
In your headphone. Which one are you? One or two?
I think I'm...
Are you going lower?
Yeah, I can't hear anything now. Turn it up some more. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Awesome.
Every week we start with technical difficulties.
Well, that's because we are always fumbling to put the kids to nap.
Yeah.
And then try to do all of this with very little time.
That's so true. So,
if you want to serve us by babysitting, we'll always take that.
Regardless of where they are in the world.
Regardless of wherever you are, just come on over and babysit.
And again, I had this thing turned around this week.
Oh, it's fine.
Guys, listen. And I said this last week, and I mean it again. If you have something on your heart that the world needs to hear, go and share it.
Just do it.
Because the technical difficulties will keep you from doing it. The time will keep you from doing it. The perfection will keep you from doing it.
The kids will keep you from doing it.
The kids will keep you from doing it. So you just need to go, I have this thing. I need to share it. This is my thing to share. And just start sharing it. And everything else will fall into place.
So true.
I think we'll probably say that every week.
It's so true.
But yes, welcome to the We Are the Baileys podcast. We absolutely believe that fusing your faith with your marriage, your parenting, your life with your purpose is the best thing that you can do. And that's what we talk about here.
Live confidently and change your world.
That's what we talk about here.
Don't forget to check us out on Instagram. We are underscore the Baileys.
Yes.
And our Facebook page. Sign up for that, the Facebook community. And our website is wearethebaileys.org.
Yeah. So.
We lost another warrior, honey.
Oh, Chadwick Boseman.
It was just like a hit to the gut.
It was. It really was. Because you know what? I saw him in Thurgood Marshall as well. I think that's the name of the movie. Or was it just Thurgood? I don't remember what was the name of the movie. But I know that he was that character in the movie. And he was really good. And it's true, like his, the way he spoke in his interviews and just the way he embodied the different characters he played, it was just really, really good and very sincere, very authentic.
I was watching Al Jazeera and one of his, was it directors or producers?
Ryan Coogler?
Peter something guy.
Oh, what was his name? Was it Peter? No, it was Clark Peters.
Yeah. Clark Peters, that's right.
They were in The Five Bloods together.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was talking about how he observed Chadwick on when they were doing one of the sets.
Right.
And, you know, he was just like, his wife asked him what he thinks of Chadwick.
And you know what? He didn't have to be honest.
Yeah, but he was so honest and he was just like, yeah, I think that guy... What, like, he said, too much of himself?
No, he said, I think he's a little bit too precious.
Mm.
Because he was explaining to his wife that he had, like, a Chinese doctor that was running behind him and, you know, massaging him. Yeah. And his makeup artist was, like, massaging his feet every time he came off the set. And his girlfriend was massaging him. And he's just like, well, I think Black Panther kind of got to his head. And... Only after
all
he
this
passed
time
away.
He didn't know that he had cancer.
He's
and
like,
he did
oh
that.
My word, I feel so that interview was very, it was very honest. And it's true, he didn't have to say it. He didn't have to tell us that that's what he actually thought, you know. So
But I think it really hit him that he had to share that, like, oh my gosh, I could have been more empathetic, but I was, you know, so harsh.
Yeah. And you know, I do see a lot of like conversations back and forth with people online in terms of what was it that made him afraid to tell people, or you know, why he didn't tell. And I mean, we don't know mm-hmm. his thoughts mm-hmm. because he isn't here to tell us anyway. But part of me feels like it wasn't that he wouldn't, he wasn't afraid. Yeah, to tell, he just didn't want them in his business.
I also felt like it would have taken away from a lot that he did.
Maybe, because maybe people would want to make him, you know, cut people more. Yeah,
exactly. And I don't think he wanted
right.
that.
And so even the guy was saying in the interview after mm-hmm. he said to his wife, you know, like, that part about him being precious and whatever, he was saying to the news anchors that there is no way you could expect this guy to be having cancer because he was running with heavy equipment on his back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what is it?
There is a little thing here.
Yeah.
Okay, just telling
so,
you.
Yeah. So it's not like... it's not like if people knew he had cancer, then they probably wouldn't put him in the role.
Yeah, because
they're
going to
be like,
he
wait,
would have can lost
you
a
manage
lot of,
it?
Exactly. Exactly. I think, but well, who knows? We're only just speculating.
No, but it's true.
But maybe he
like,
wouldn't have gotten so many lead roles.
I don't think so, because he had cancer when he was doing Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was probably going through treatment then.
Yep.
So, and he did all the stunts and everything by himself.
Man, just that just makes me... Well, you know, not to compare my challenges with his, but, you know, with my neck and shoulder pains.
Yeah.
When I hear some of these stories, I'm like, my situation is like baby stuff compared to what some people go through.
And I mean, like, you know, as you were saying the first time, his pain tolerance, his resistance could be
higher.
Really high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like some people have such a high threshold for pain, though.
Maybe.
Mine is super low.
Yours hasn't even... Yeah. You aren't on the scale. You never even come on the scale. But you know what? I think a very important... well, for me, I don't know if it's the same takeaway for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the thought I have is, you know... What is it that needs to happen in my life to activate me? Because I feel like maybe him having that sentence of, you have this thing, it's terminal, you're going to die, and knowing that his time is limited.
More limited, yeah.
I think that's why he probably did as
more intentionally,
much.
Yeah.
Right, and it's just like, well, what is it that needs to happen in my life to activate me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm healthy. I could be doing the five bloods
and
everything in between, but I can barely roll out of bed after the kids stay up. I can barely make it after the kids stay up. And it's just like, what is it that causes some of us then to be stuck in this space and be like, this is all I can give?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other people who are just like really expanded and they can give so much more. And it's, you know, there is that balance of not comparing yourself to others, but then there's also that part of going, well, we're the same.
I think it's a combination of things. I remember whose story was I listening to? Was it what's his name that's blind and he sings really well?
Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Was it him? There's a movie. It's a black movie, and in the movie we were just seeing the trailer, and he was just saying, thank God my mom didn't treat me soft.
Oh, and Stevie
I think
Wonder,
it was him, yeah?
Yeah?
As a boy, his
something, and he was
mother
calling
never,
for his mom and she didn't say anything.
Yeah, and he had to figure it out. And he fell down a lot and he had to figure out how to get up. And you know, his mom could have helped him along the way. But then she knew that if she kept helping him, he wouldn't be able to do some of the things for himself that he's able to do now. And so I just remember that little part. And I think it's many factors that contribute to why some people can do what they do or make it seem as if they have more strength or more stamina or whatever it is than some of us. I think one of it too is to do with like how bad your situation is growing up, you know. Sometimes if you're okay,
like the survival that
sometimes if you have nothing, like I notice those people who have nothing, whether it is that they've lost everything in life or they just grew up dirt poor or whatever, they have this resilience, this I guess the deeper energy to be like, no, I have to get this,
which
because
is
there was nothing
great
else to kind of fall back on. And so they make it, in a sense, quote unquote, to the top, because they know there's nothing else to fall back on versus...
Well, it's both. They have nothing else to fall back on, mm-hmm. but they also have nothing to lose either.
Nothing to lose either. So yeah. It's like, you win or you're going to lose. What's her name? Viola Davis?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was just telling her story, like, who knew Viola went through so many things?
Yes.
Like, at one point, she was literally eating out a garbage can.
My
Come on, no. She's only acting president scenes and all of these major roles in movies. And when she tells her story, you're like, shut up. You know, like, who are you? And so I think, you know, it's maybe it's God's way of leveling the playing field, you know, where some of us born quote unquote with nothing, quote unquote, and some of us born with a little bit more.
Mm.
And I don't know, I guess that's my word for it. It's maybe God's way of leveling the playing field where, well, you had nice parents, you had a little bit of money, you had a nice house. If you want to try, you can still get to the top, but maybe you won't push so hard because you feel like, well, if something happened to me, my parents will help me.
I get what you're saying. Part of me just disagrees with that framing.
Sure. That's just my thought.
I know. No. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're saying, you know, makes sense. But why I'm just like, a little bit, because when it says like, that's God's way of living the playing field, like, mm-hmm. it imposes something on his character.
Oh, well, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's almost as if God is looking and going, okay, no, I will put you guys
you
in
get
competition,
this, you get
I
that,
guess.
You don't get this, you don't
right.
get that.
And I think it really is more, if we're looking at it from like a biblical perspective.
Mind
I think
you, I could have looked at it from a different perspective where
but
I said generationally.
It's just a phrase, and yeah. that's why you say it, like, oh, yeah. it's God we have them in the plane. Yeah. Like, it's just something that people say.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to be like, not really.
Because I'm painting a bad picture of his character.
Yeah, and also, you know, when people talk about God, I think that they omit a lot the fact that there is sin in the world, and everything is to be blamed with him.
Well, that is true. There is sin in the world, which is why I could have also done it from the perspective of, like, the generational, if you looked at these people's lives generationally,
right.
maybe others who have things, their parents or grandparents or great-grandparents generally chose, made certain decisions mm-hmm. that bless them today.
Right.
Three generations ago made decisions that bless them today.
Right. But
versus others didn't necessarily.
Right. Yeah. But the investment still doesn't deal with the issue of activation.
Mm.
What the people have.
Of course
the
it does.
Versus have not.
Of course it does. It deals with activation if your parents or grandparents were intentional,
right? So it
to
doesn't
call if, forth.
But if they invest, that don't mean they call in forth. They can just invest. You get what I mean?
Sure.
Them investing doesn't necessarily mean that they're intentional to call forth.
But investing don't necessarily. I'm not just talking monetarily. I'm speaking holistically.
Okay, when you say it, it sounds yeah. like it's just money.
No, I'm saying right. holistically investing. Yeah.
Anyway, we got into all that because I said my question, and he's trying to know. Break
well,
down my thoughts.
No, I'm not breaking down your thoughts. I'm just saying there are many ways I could have looked at it.
But my question after everything was just, what is it going to take to activate me to do all or be all that I can be?
Mm.
You know, in that sense, like, what is it that needs to happen in my life for that type of switch to take place so that I could, you know, the things that are excuses wouldn't be excuses anymore.
Mm. Why is it that you think you're not being all that you can be?
I'm not. I'm definitely not.
Because
being
sometimes
all that
I feel like we judge ourselves and say, I should be doing more or I'm capable of this. But are we judging ourselves from an internal revelation, or are we judging ourselves from more of a comparison or outward judgment
thing.
To what other people are doing and saying, well, these people are doing this and that, I should be doing more?
No, not a comparison thing. Okay. I'm looking at my life, the things that I've been able to do or the things that I could do,
mm-hmm.
the way that I use my time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major thing, the way that I use my time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not using my time well. I don't use my time well. I spend so much time doing different things procrastinating from doing major things.
What do you think causes this?
Are we going through like a coaching session here now?
No, but you're talking to me and I'm asking you.
Yeah, but why are you breaking me down on camera?
I'm not breaking it down. We're having a conversation. I was just sharing
my thought. Why don't you share yours with me?
Okay, so I shouldn't say nothing. I must just listen.
What was your question?
No, I was saying, why is it that you think you're not using your time well? What's causing that?
I'm not using my time well because it's just easier to not do the hard work of the things that I want to do than it is to, you know, watch television or scroll around on my phone or check different things. And is that somebody that's waking up? No. I thought I heard a child.
Every week we're like, is that a child waking up?
I know. But you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't take any extra effort to do the things that you procrastinate with.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes more effort to go like, okay, I want to create this thing. Why am I not creating? It takes more effort to do that. And so I think, you know, is how do I create that internal hunger then?
Mm.
Because the people, the have nots, they're hungry. Mm. They're doing it because they're hungry. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to fall back on. They have nothing to lose. How do I create that internally within me, even though that isn't my situation, to push me to do the things that I know I could be doing?
Mm.
And I'm not comparing myself to anybody else.
Got you.
You understand
what
I mean?
But could it be that this same procrastination, so to speak, mm-hmm. is the very thing that's going to slingshot you into your
but how would it?
Big moment? Because sometimes I think it's a matter of timing. I think
no, I get what you're saying, but if it's a matter of timing, you're doing this small thing so that when that moment comes, there is a compound effect. There's that compound of things that you've been doing, so that when the small moment comes, then you're like, oh, wow, she have all of these things. But I am doing nothing in that time. That's what I'm saying.
So you genuinely believe that you're doing nothing.
Guys, I didn't come on this thing for a
coaching. No, I'm asking you that because I feel like sometimes if we step back and look at our lives, we'll be like, whoa.
No, but I think the
it's
problem.
It's me to that?
No, I think the problem, you know, that you are having with what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
is that you are looking at what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
and what I'm accomplishing, and you're saying, oh, you're doing a lot, but I'm looking at it from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And even though to you, I'm doing a lot, I still am the person that knows myself. And I still know, well, I really am losing 1, 2, 3 hours in a day, and it's not being useful. I could be doing something else.
Fair enough.
So it really is, I get what you're saying, and it's not a matter of comparison or beating down on yourself, but at the same time, at the end of the day, it comes down to you looking at what you are doing and having that introspection, that internal review,
mm-hmm.
and saying, okay, this is where things need to become more tightened.
Well, that's good. The only thing I would add to that is to say, as you move forward, is to, you know, submit it to the Lord and
listen
out to what He says, to make sure that you're not imposing self-judgment on yourself.
No, so, absolutely.
You know, being in that place, you can also say, okay, God, let me place this at your feet.
Right.
Are you in agreement with what my conclusion is about mm-hmm. myself? And I think that's a good way to move forward.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that free consultation call. Just want to plug it in right here. Tico is a life coach for men. And he helps them dig through issues in their most important relationships. Issues such as shame, lack of identity, lack of confidence, insecurities, being intentional with their time.
Oh, boy.
Balancing them out, and I get to live with him for free.
Well, thank you, honey. So thank you.
If you are a guy out there listening or watching, and you are doing, I'm laughing about it, but I'm serious. Like, do not miss on the opportunity that you have to work with Tico, because he is, and people do this all the time. Like, you're talking about personal and deep issues with them,
mm-hmm.
but because you're so warm and welcoming, they feel safe to share with you, and they are safe sharing with you. and you're able to get to the root of what it is that they're dealing with. And I do think that there are a lot of men out there that need that, that need that sort of space where they can talk about these things that they probably couldn't talk about with their wives or mm-hmm. their girlfriends or, you know, that type of thing. So I just wanted to plug that in for free.
Well, thank you for the free promotion.
There you go. There you go.
My website is tekobailey.com.
There, see, he just jumped in and added it himself.
So, I mean, why not?
Why not?
And if you're looking for me on Instagram, it's Teko Hintsa, Hintsa. Yes. Thank you so much.
I think you probably should change it to Teko Bailey because yeah, nobody's going to remember Hintsa. Sure. Yeah.
But, yeah.
And you're getting getting updated photos soon.
Oh, yes. Shabadingu.
Yes.
So we did a little photo shoot. A mm-hmm. very, very good friend of ours, mm-hmm. Gabrielle Touchette. Big shout out to you. Yeah, what's her Instagram page again?
I think it's Gabrielle Touchette Photography.
Photography. We've done different photo shoots over the years, and no offense to any of our photographers, you all are wonderful. Mm-hmm. But Gabrielle Touchette made us glow. I
would say that about most of the people that we picked, though, because Graham.
No, Graham was good.
Graham.
I mean, that's why I'm saying everybody who took our photos,
and then
they did well.
But
she was she helped us.
I can't think of one person that we've been like, oh, let's do a photo shoot with you, and they didn't do well. Can you think of any?
No.
I mean, we probably didn't.
And I prefaced the conversation by saying, no offense to any of our previous photographers, but Gabrielle made us glow.
She did.
There is, she brought an extra.
Mm-hmm.
She turned up the tone on black. Let me put it that way. And I am allowed to say that you can't because it's ours.
Oh, my word.
She turned up the tone on black because when you're doing black photography, you just, the tone is important. That little orangey color tone, you have to know what you're doing. It's not everybody can do it very well.
Well, I would say this too. And I did talk about this a little in my personal stories on my Instagram page.
Yeah.
When you are going out to take photos with somebody, if your photographer is like intimidated and fumbling around mm-hmm. and like the lighting and the, you know, mm-hmm. the this and they're not sure,
mm-hmm.
you probably won't get good photos. And now that I think about it, all of these photographers that we've worked with,
mm-hmm.
we've been on time for most of them,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, like, we've never gotten there and they were fumbling through lens and everything. They're just like, okay, stand there, and they take photos.
Yeah.
I don't really see them like looking around, lighting this, lighting that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it does say something about when you're comfortable
mm-hmm.
with your craft, you as a person being photographed feels like, okay, they're gonna get good shots of me. And I think that was one of the things that she did really well. Like, she was just like, and the places that she chose, we wouldn't have gone there to take pictures.
So true. And let me just stick a pin here, because I really don't want anybody to feel offended.
No, I don't after think they
this.
Would.
No, let me just do it, because, you know, I don't want to leave anything in the air. At least for those who I can remember who mm-hmm. have taken photo of us and have also done well,
mm-hmm.
They all take good photos.
Superb
I'm
photos.
Just saying, with this last shoot,
this one was just exciting.
It was fun, it was great, and not many people can take good photos of you.
Mm-hmm.
So
quickly, and
Mm-hmm.
But so yeah, quickly, all in all, exactly. He's gonna have updated photos. You definitely want to go and see his website, because you just don't want to be missing those. You just don't want to be missing them.
And those of you who have been watching our YouTube channel, I'm gonna challenge you to subscribe, because we see you. Yes.
Why it sound like you're like telling them off?
No, because there is you know we can see you through Google, right?
No. But it's true.
Search
subscribe.
Engines,
You know, I thought about that today, and I actually did go out and think about some of the friends that I have. Wait, I'm speaking. Thank you. This is a constant thing for us. But I thought about friends that I have who have their own YouTube channels, mm-hmm. and they're trying their best to get content out there. And I was just like, why is it hard for me? I know that they're doing this thing. Why is it that I haven't subscribed to their channel? Mm-hmm. And it's just like people not asking you to pay for something.
It's so true.
So why is it so hard that we can't come out and support people that we know by just clicking subscribe?
I think sometimes there's a scarcity mentality that people don't realize they have.
That if you click subscribe, oh, they're going to make it and I won't.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. That's probably what's unspoken. True. And I was just like, Gabby, come on, get over it. And I just like thought about everybody that I knew. And I think it was Tillian yesterday and I just subscribed to everybody. Because I was just like, why wouldn't I want my page to be filled with people I know personally who are trying to build their content, trying to build their platform?
And if the content that we're sharing, maybe it's not relevant to you, but you know somebody who would be relevant to, just mm-hmm. share it with that person. Yeah.
But I think definitely, you know, with everything happening with COVID, 2020, mm-hmm. just everything happening in the world, I think it's a time for us to rally around the people that we know.
So true.
And find new ways to support each other, new mm-hmm. ways to think of how we can make our space in the world. And yeah, I just think that this is just a great time to do that sort of thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, we were talking about this, and we probably could talk about it for a little. We talked about this one day in the kitchen, like, how do you dream in a time of, what would this time be?
Drought. In a time of drought.
You know, like in a pandemic, how do you dream in a time like this? Because this is a time where, how do you dream in a time of fear?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah, because fear dries up dreams.
Yeah. And so, you know, I just want to say I am absolutely proud of everybody out there who is just starting a YouTube channel. They're mm-hmm. just starting their podcast. They're just starting their, like, social media platforms and their things, because they are exhibiting those attributes of people who are willing to dream in mm-hmm. times when everybody's like, don't dream right now. Save everything you have. Hoard everything you have.
So true.
Don't put out your content. Don't spend your money. Don't buy equipment. Don't do anything, because you just never know when it's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how we push back on the atmosphere.
Definitely.
Of fear that we can't support each other, because that's what the atmosphere is right now.
And I'm happy you touched on that, because I think, while COVID-19 is a
pandemic,
biological virus.
Yeah, just a virus. Yeah. I know what you mean, but
It is also creating many other viruses in the realm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using the word realm because it compasses many other things, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally.
Yay.
And I can't put my finger on everything that COVID has done, but this thing has come to wreck the world,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. And I know the Lord is going to use it in a good way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you have to be so aware of what this thing is doing. It's literally trying to dry up,
mm-hmm.
dry things up, dry up money, dry up resources, dry up creativity. So true. It's literally trying to dry up your things emotions, up. Dry up your emotions, dry up your marriage, dry up everything. And I want to challenge you guys to combat this by living in the opposite spirit.
Yep, generous.
Be generous. Yep. Even if hospitable, you don't have a lot, be hospitable.
Exactly.
Whatever you never used to do, just start doing it now. Do the opposite, because this COVID, it's coming to shut down and lock up things and dry up things.
And I think,
and don't live in fear, guys. I really want to encourage you, do not live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in a spirit of joy. Walk in a spirit of peace. Because I know the anxiety, it is real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the kind of person who gets very anxious or you know, that kind of thing, but I've experienced anxiety before, and I kid you not, it shuts you down.
Yeah.
It locks you down. And I'm like, whoa, this is what people who say they are depressed are feeling. And I empathize with those who are out there feeling anxious and depressed, but there is a way to get out of this, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be a religious person, but play some music with Jesus. I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely.
Come on, guys.
Not try to, but you do want to shift the atmosphere. Put on some worship music. Listen to, you know, that type of thing, filling the atmosphere.
It works.
And you do want to reach out to other people who can help you. Talk to people around mm-hmm. you. Talk to somebody professional if you yep. are dealing with, you know, issues of anxiety and depression. But yeah, definitely for a faith believing watchers
mm-hmm.
And listeners too, you know, just being intentional to ask the Holy Spirit to show you
mm-hmm.
how you need to play your part in walking in the opposite spirit.
So true.
Of what is happening today.
So true.
If it means spending more time trying to connect with people around you because, you know, they're disconnected or they're mm-hmm. isolated. If it means being generous by making sure people around you are fed.
Make a meal.
Right.
You know, identify somebody who you can bring a meal to every once a week mm-hmm. or however often. But this is not the time to hoard things and be like.
A very important thing is to watch your words.
Mm.
Watch the things that you are saying. Because I know the moment that we begin to say over and over, oh, but we don't have this. Oh, but
mm-hmm.
this isn't here.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have this.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to feel it. You begin to feel that tension.
And not only do you begin to feel it, you begin to... It's like you're activating something that never existed before.
Right. Because now you're just panicky and you're just like, oh, we don't have this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, begin to watch your words. And, you know, I think thing for me that I just remind myself that the place that I put the emphasis, I'm giving that ruling then authority.
Mm-hmm. Life to
power,
it. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we... As Christians, we definitely do believe that Jesus has the final word.
That's right.
He has the final say. And that's where we put our trust. And what he says is what goes. And we know that he is going to complete what he started. COVID-19 does not look like a completion.
That's right.
This does not look like a full stop. So it's not over. It's not over.
And I mean, I don't know why Y2K jumped into my mind.
Oh my word, Y2K.
But I remember when Y2K was
going to happen
and the world was going to end and the world didn't end.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say to you guys, COVID, we will get through this. You know, we will get through this. We are getting through this. So don't stop your life here. Don't go on pause here.
Yeah.
If anything, begin to do more.
Right.
Because you can. Because... When God created the universe, he created it in such a way that it reproduces abundance.
Mm-hmm. And that's what actually did start this part where I was just saying, how can you dream
mm-hmm.
in a time like this? And I do feel that in my heart. I do feel that question over and over. How do we dream in a pandemic? How do we dream when really everything is saying not to dream and how do we walk in that? And I just want to challenge you with all the other challenges that we've given you
mm-hmm.
to start doing that.
Yes.
Start thinking of how you can dream in the midst of the resurgence of this pandemic, possible lockdowns again,
mm-hmm.
things aren't going the right way. How do we begin to dream? You know, because we do have to think about this. We probably won't go back to the world the way it was before.
Mm-hmm.
How do we repurpose our lives to this new place?
So true.
Is this now a stepping stone to a lot of us being able to balance our work with our family more?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a stepping stone to having our marriages integrated properly mm-hmm. into our lives?
Yep.
You know, don't just look at it as a lockdown with everything is just interrupting our space.
So true.
But is the Lord repurposing some things in our lives and giving us the opportunity to walk away from some things that we couldn't get to walk away from before. Mm.
Yeah, I just want to take a minute. Feel like I should just pray out something here.
Go for it. Yeah,
Lord, I just thank you. Anyone out there that's listening to this message, experiencing anxiety or depression
mm-hmm.
or feeling overwhelmed,
yeah.
Any heaviness, anything that is crushing their mind, I just pray in Jesus' name
mm-hmm.
that you just lift off these things off of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. we bind the spirit of anxiety, of mm-hmm. depression, of frustration, of every heavy burden, Lord, and we bind it and we send it back to where you'd send it, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask that you'd replace it with a spirit of peace, a spirit of joy, a spirit of just creativity and abundance, spirit of generosity, Father,
mm-hmm.
spirit of hospitality, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for just I speak life over them in the name of Jesus. Would you begin to just blow a fresh wind on them, Father, even now.
Mm-hmm.
Restoration now, healing now, new life. Thank you, Lord, even for creative miracles right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and Lord, I just pray that you would begin to give whoever is listening or mm-hmm. watching new ideas, that you would brush off different projects or ideas mm-hmm. that they had before that they kind of put to the side, and that you'd begin to show them creative ways in which they can implement those things. And yeah, that they would come out of this, they would come out of this season with different streams of income that mm-hmm. would be able to give them financial freedom, that would be able to give them passive income, that people would be able to support their families, support themselves, have more time to spend with their families, spend with themselves, and just that they'd be able to really walk in this purpose-filled life where their mm-hmm. faith is activated mm-hmm. and it's activated in every single thing that they're doing, and they're believing who you say that you are, and they can believe your word and what you say in your word. And yeah, we just pray for that over people today,
and especially for the dads out there. I just pray for a special anointing of grace, as just a supernatural strength mm-hmm. to carry the families, wisdom,
yeah,
to know what decisions to make, and just peace in your spirit that you'd be able to pass on to your family.
Mm-hmm.
So I just declare a blessing over the fathers out there. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for just ministering to them right now and giving them fresh vision, fresh ideas, fresh direction, mighty God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Well, on a more fun side of things, mm-hmm. the letter for today is J.
Oh my word.
And so I'm full time with the kids now because Gabriel is back in school.
Mm-hmm.
And you're killing it, honey. Awesome.
This
you're doing
is just
a great
orientation
job.
Week.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Come on. That's right. You're doing great, honey.
Okay.
And
yeah.
the letter for today is J, and J is for joy. That's right.
So one of the things we've been intentionally talking about, you know, as parents, is how do we incorporate our faith with our parenting?
Yes.
And, you know, just, you know, we can't seem to figure out the way in which Khalido learns. That's just the problem. He's such an active boy.
Super active.
And so you can't necessarily think like, oh, you're going to put up flashcards or play a song and then he knows a lot of things, but he isn't saying it.
Mm.
And I think that's the problem.
He spits it out whenever.
Yeah, he's in random moments. In random moments. Yeah,
but he's
like,
definitely learning.
Oh, Kalina, it's time to take a nap. And then he'll be like, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you're like, what? You can't count? All this time you can't count? But when you stand, you know, like when you're there with him and you're like, okay, let's count to 10. A, B, 8, 9, 10. And it's like, you know this.
Well, I started off with J because the song of the week.
Oh, yeah, we did the song of the week.
Make a joyful noise.
Make a joyful noise.
Yeah.
And usual,
this
you
is,
know, we're
this
parents.
Is by Yancy. For those of you who know Yancy.
Is her name actually Yancy or
no,
Nancy?
What's the name of the lady who sings it?
I have no clue. But the name of the album that it's from
is
Yancy. No,
Taste and See?
Yeah, Yancy Little Praise Party
okay.
Taste and See.
Taste and See, yeah.
So this is Joyful Noise. You want me to play it right now?
Sure. This is what we've been rocking.
And of course, to our YouTube watchers, I'm sorry, but you won't be able to hear the song because of YouTube regulations.
Yeah,
but
we gotta take
you can
that
always
out.
Go and listen to it yourself on another video. But
that's
come
right.
back here and listen to the rest of whatever we're saying.
All right. All right, and that's a little bit of Yancy for you with the letter J.
Oh, yeah, for joyful noise. And believe me, when Yancy comes on, there is like, it looks like we gave them sugar.
A praise party.
There is jumping everywhere, and it's just fun. Yeah, so.
Oh, my gosh.
If you have young kids and you want to play some good, fun worship music for them to just. Check out Yancy, little praise party.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about your week? No. We talked about a lot of things. Do I need to ask you about your week anymore?
Well, I mean, Jay sums it up.
Let's see how he's doing with the full-time dad thing. Maybe 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, we'll see.
But yes, it was always such a pleasure spending this short time with you once a week. Remember to go to all the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and find us there. We're always We Are The Baileys. On Instagram, I think it's We Are_The Baileys.
That's right.
And if you want to listen to the podcast, it is on Apple Podcasts, and it's We Are The Baileys, and it's also on Spotify.
And if you're an Anchor fan, it's on Anchor.
Yep. And yeah, as usual, we're here on YouTube too. So send us a DM if you have any questions that you want to share with us, and we would love to talk to you.
If you have a topic you'd like us to talk about.
Yep. And it's a pleasure, guys. Remember, live confidently.
And change your world.